touch that dial. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We ended off there with an obscure track, actually, from Windsor's The Spies. That comes from a compilation album they released through, I believe, a German label back in the early 2000s called Original Punk Rock from Canada, 1979 to 1980. The song was Don't Touch That Dial, and it was from a reunion show that they played here in Windsor, I believe, in 95 or 96. And there's a couple songs on that release that were new and never heard before, including their original single and some demos as well. A really great release. If you can find a copy, it's kind of hard to track down.
Very hard to come across now. Yeah, you're like finding a unicorn if you find that record. Prior to that, we heard Wasted Lives. Wasted Lives from their self-titled record. We heard the track Undercover. This was released in 2018. This is a more obscure Vancouver punk band, and the release was by Supreme Echo, again, back in 2018.
Yeah, but the songs come from the late 70s, and I think they only ever had a single or two. They may not have actually had any officially released recordings, but it was one of those bands from the burgeoning Vancouver punk scene in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we heard another band from around that area as well, a Private School. We heard the song Science Fiction, and that comes from their 1979 EP, which was called Lost in Action, which was also released several years back on the Supreme Echo label. Both of those that we just mentioned are sold out now, but you can still hear it digitally online.
Yeah, you can just check out the Supreme Echo Bandcamp page, and they actually have a big archive of their releases on there, including a lot of newer releases that have recently been reissued, including that Blue Oil compilation, yes, which we've recently played from. So they are a great label that really dives into the minutia of obscure Canadian rock and punk. Highly recommended that you check that out.
And before that, we heard music from, I believe they're based out of Toronto, Fake Palms. They had an album out in 2022 on hand-drawn Dracula, I believe, called Lemons. And we heard the song Wasted Silhouettes. And then we started off with music from London, Ontario's Mono Negatives. We heard something from their new album, Crossing Visual Field, which is now available on vinyl. We heard the track Deficit. Highly recommended. If you like that, pick it up because copies are going fast and they will not be around for long. They're a quick-selling vinyl band.
I believe the term is they're going like hotcakes. Is that it?
Yes.
I've never actually bought a hotcake, so I don't know how popular they really are.
I think a hotcake is actually like a pancake, isn't it?
Really? Oh, wow. No wonder they're so popular. I love pancakes. Well, speaking of things I love, coming up next, we're going to be celebrating some anniversaries of some great records. We're hearing faintly in the background some music from the Flaming Lips from their 1993 release, Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. This is an album that I think really projected the Lips to where they would become, getting away from those very noisy garage and punk roots and incorporating more psychedelic rock elements in a way that they never quite had before. And this was the first album of theirs that really yielded any sort of mainstream attention with kind of a minor hit in She Don't Use Jelly. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to play that one because it is technically a hit. But yeah, you just heard this breath of maturity and focus on this record that the Lips didn't really have before. So I'm very proud to be celebrating the anniversary of this release, the 30th anniversary, by playing a selection of tracks from this. But before that, another anniversary, a 40th anniversary from Manchester's The Chameleons.
Yeah. I don't know. Have we played The Chameleons before?
I think we've played them off and on sporadically, but they're one of those groups where they've kind of fell between certain generations of post-punk acts. Like, definitely highly reminiscent of Joy Division and The Cure with those elliptical, spidery guitar lines, but they never really got to the same level of prominence as those aforementioned bands or later Manchester bands would. They kind of became a cult act until within the last, I'd say, two decades, when there was a reevaluation of their discography, and people have just been paying more attention to this group and their output. They had a great run of records from 83 to about 87, and this was really the first one that started that trajectory of that series of great records. It's titled Script of the Bridge. And again, for fans of The Cure or of Joy Division, New Order, Durruti Column, there's definitely a lot to enjoy on this record. So we're going to start things off with two songs from Script of the Bridge by The Chameleons, starting off with the opening track on the record, Don't Fall. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.
In his autumn for the winter comes man's last mad surge of youth.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, grow older.
You can hear me.
We just heard a pair of tracks from Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. That was an album by the Flaming Lips released back in 1993. We're actually celebrating a little bit of a delayed anniversary on this one. I don't know why I just completely overlapped this one with some other episodes we've done or some other anniversary celebrations which we had, because this was originally released on June 22nd, 1993, so we're a little bit late celebrating the year mark for this, but still close enough as far as I'm concerned, and any excuse to play some tracks off this record. We heard Be My Head and Pilot Ken at the Queer of God, two very psychedelic tracks from here that still showed a lot of that garage rock and grungy guitar sound while augmenting it with that newfound sense of psychedelica and I would say melody that the band was really coming into at this time.
Yeah, and also they like noise.
They do. They tend to like noise a little bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of noise, I think some people enjoyed the noise from the band not too long ago in Detroit when they performed on August 2nd.
Yeah. They always put on a great show. I myself have not seen the Flaming Lips. I'm not sure if you have, Adam, but I always know it's a good time.
Yeah, I've never seen them yet. One of my bucket list bands I would love to see. A fantastic record, though. Definitely, I think it's that great transitionary record getting outside of that really harsh, noisy early period of their discography before they get into that more refined songcraft that they would be known for on albums like Yoshimi or the Soft Bulletin. So definitely a great record to really dip your toes into if you want something that's rocking but still has that great sense of songcraft and melody that the Lips would be known for in their later career. And another fantastic band who we're celebrating an anniversary of is the Chameleons, who this week 40 years ago released the album Script of the Bridge, which was their debut record. This Manchester group definitely took a lot of influences for some other existing post-punk acts, melded the sounds together to have this very elliptical, very cryptid series of songs that went on to be very influential. And definitely I talked about how a reappraisal of the band took place maybe about a decade or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're hearing a lot of influence from this band in contemporary acts. Like, you can definitely hear the sounds of Chameleons in bands like Fontaine's DC or even Proto Martyr.
Yeah, they have their own thing for you know, the UK had so many post-punk bands and punk bands, and it's just another one that they took from those and really just made their own thing. Mm-hmm. And we heard a pair of tracks from Script of the Bridge. We heard Thursday's Child and then Don't Fall, which opens the album.
Yeah, that's right. So again, 40 years of Script at the Bridge, 30 years of Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, both fantastic records worth checking out. Coming up in this next set, we're actually going to explore all brand new releases, all material released in 2023, which is going to begin by revisiting that Tough Age record that dropped a few weeks ago. It's fantastic, and I love getting back to play some more music from it. Before we do, though, we should probably play a brief station ID and just a PSA to remind you where you're listening to and to give you some good information about blood donation. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.